Happy election day, fellas.
Yes,
you know, going through it already.
877-710-ESPN. Republicans, Democrats. I heard you guys talking about that. That's great.
My dream was to go vote in person.
Yes.
And when I woke up this morning, we got back at 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm. And when I woke up this morning, I said, not going to happen. So I filled up my ballot at home and went to a polling place and handed
dropped
it.
Dropped it in. Was my, how nice was that?
That was my compromise. So I could see democracy at work.
So this is, Al is going to go, I turned my ballot in a few days ago.
Yeah, me too.
And Al's like, no, I want to wait in the line. I want to go through it. John, you're obviously on that side of it. Yeah. What? Why not just make it the easy way?
What, Slee, you want to be part of the, I've always been a vote in person guy.
Yeah, I've always
Slee,
gone to
have you looked at that ballot? Do you understand? There are measures, there are props.
Let me ask you a question about that.
It's so confusing, yeah.
If you didn't know anything about it or any person's name, what'd you do?
Researched.
I did the same.
Even for the judges, I researched.
I did the same.
There's like 20 judges.
Yeah, I ended up leaving 5 or 6 of them blank. Yeah. I didn't see anything I liked.
I'm like, I am going to find somebody to vote for in every single race there is. Do you hear the story I told yesterday about the guy? I mean, I didn't tell you, right? The guy that comes up and all earnestly knocks on my door on Saturday night and says, we're asking that you vote for, I'll just throw in a name, Sam Ellinger. Vote for Sam Ellinger for Congress. I'm like, I already voted. And then the kid says, but will you call 5 of your friends on the West? And
wow.
I'm like, I was stoned. It was like Saturday night at 7 o'clock. I was watching a ball game, but I didn't have the heart to just say,
you know what, Travis? You know what Travis would have done?
Oh, yeah.
Travis would have gone, talk to Susan. I got to go.
Yeah, I'm out of here. But so, would you have slammed the door or would you have listened
to
him?
I've had the door-to-door, campaigner.
Send him to the neighbor.
I got something burning if the guy's not going to
open
the door.
Says,
And I always have the same, okay, who are you pitching for? And if it's somebody that I have already decided that I'm going to vote for, I will do I'm going to save you time. I'm on your team. You got my vote.
Right.
And they'll, okay, cool. And then keep it moving. And the opposite, if they say they're on the other team, I'm like, you know what? I appreciate, but I'm not interested in the pitch. I've already made up my mind. And then you start to close the
door. But do you sit
door.
And listen to the guy?
No.
Or do you say, thanks,
when they say, hey,
slam
my name's
door.
Sam Ellinger. I'm here campaigning on behalf of
I love that we're using
Sam
quarterback
Darnold.
For the Indianapolis
right.
Colts. Yeah.
I'm campaigning on behalf of Sam Darnold.
I'm voting for Ellinger.
I will say, oh, yeah, I'm already on Team Darnold. You don't have to worry about me. And then they'll do the, well, can I put a campaign sign in your lawn? No.
Did they ever
keep
do the,
moving.
Can you call 5 of your friends?
No, I've never gotten
that.
That
was a big one.
That was a big one.
That's a lot of work.
Meanwhile, Juan's in the background saying, close the door. Just close. It on them.
I wonder how many people they pitch. Like, how many people are getting convinced at the doorstep?
I would get convinced if it was the actual candidate. Like, if the actual candidate showed up at
my door.
I've had
that a couple of times.
And
going door
asked
to door.
Me for their vote, it would be tough for me not, because they went the extra mile. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're actually
Have
out there
walking
around.
Have you ever had the candidate knock on your door, John?
No. I've met a few of them just at events, but no, nobody's ever knocked
on the
door.
I've had one, like city council kind of situation.
Yeah, sure.
I literally think he knocked on every door in the whole city.
I think the only thing okay at the front door is Girl Scout cookies. That's it.
Have you guys ever met
Girl Scout cookies? Absolutely.
A president, either while he was president or before or after?
Once for me.
I'm up to 3.
I met Donald.
Oh, you know what? 4. Because I did a sideline interview with Trump.
I've spoke with Donald
Met
Trump on
both
the phone.
Bushes, Obama, and Trump, and was pinned against a tree when Reagan came through on a golf course.
Let's see.
But didn't get to talk to him.
Reagan, so I was, and I don't want to get political here, but I was the president of the Young Republicans at Bowling Green State University. Yeah, and I introduced Reagan, so I got to meet Reagan. That was the first president.
That boat has tacked.
Yeah. I interviewed Jimmy Carter. I interviewed George W.
Wow.
I never met Bush the father. I met Clinton. Never met Obama, but met Trump.
When I was a sophomore, junior in college, John, you ever played Sandpiper up in Santa Barbara?
Of course, the greatest.
Okay. So I decided I'm going to play golf one day. I'm driving to Sandpiper to play. And it was immediately following, like within a week or two of a presidential election.
Right.
And I'm pulling it. And I notice as I'm getting closer, there's no cars in the parking lot.
Mm.
Okay. Now, it's not the most crowded place in the world under
anyway.
The best of circumstances.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, this is weird. But there are literally like 2 cars. And as I'm approaching the driveway, this guy comes out of nowhere. Just boom. And it's like out of a movie. Dark glasses, thing in his ear.
Right.
Are you on the list? I'm like, what list? I'm like, if you're not on the list, you can't play golf here today. And I said, well, what's going on? And he says, the president is here to play golf. And I said, the one that just won or the other one? He goes, it doesn't matter. You're not on the list.
Yeah,
you got to get going. But those guys just came out of the woodwork. I had no idea that you got that close to him. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I got really close to him. That was especially Reagan. I was like, right. I actually
did he charm you, or were you like, oh?
Oh no, he was a charming man. Yeah. Very, very charming guy. It was 84, and he really. So here's the funny story. I don't know if I've told you guys this. So there was this incident where I was moderating a Q&A with President Reagan. And so the Secret Service guy's in my ear, and he's saying, okay, now it's go to Tom from Lima has a question. Okay, Mr. President, Tom from Lima has a question. So Tom from Lima on the other side of the room gets up and asks a question. So we do that for, 20 minutes or so, and then the Secret Service guy says, tell the president that it will be the final question. I said, Mr. President, this will be the final question. Huh? Mr. President, this will be the final question. Huh? Mr. President, I said this will be the final question.
Three times?
It's like I snapped, right? It's like, yeah. I said this will be the last question. All my friends were like, I can't believe you snapped at President Reagan.
So I was put in a position once where George W. Bush was the governor of Texas, and I was at an Astros game, and I was working the game. And they said, hey, go ask Governor Bush if he'll talk to you. And I said, okay. So I asked this guy, and he goes, yeah, he'll do a visit. And I come back. I go, I'm here with the governor, George Bush. I said, Governor, do you miss being a baseball executive? He goes, well, he said, I once traded Sammy Sosa for Harold Baines.
Yeah.
I don't think they miss me much at all in this.
By the way, you were talking about Jay-Z. What's weird is President George W. Bush, then before he went into politics, he only owned 1% of the Texas Rangers.
Oh, he had kind of the Jay-Z role?
He was the face.
He was the face.
Yeah.
And he did run it. He was involved in running, but only had 1%. That's kind of what I
was going to say, John. Wasn't that with Jay-Z? Jay-Z with the Brooklyn Nets?
Yeah, but he really didn't run anything. He just had a minority interest. Yeah. Yeah.
How important?
And of course, if you run the Brooklyn Nets, that's the guy you want running your new team.
Oh, yeah.
Because that worked out so well.
Going well.
Yeah.
How important is it to have a face? Because Magic has been part of a number of ownership groups.
It's not. At all.
Not important.
Zero.
Matter
of fact, some of the most well-run teams are dictatorships that don't have a face.
Or just people that don't have a face. I mean, just generally speaking, so, guys that own the team who you don't know what they look like. Mm. Like, I'm trying to think.
I couldn't pick Mark Walter out of a lineup.
No, me either.
I couldn't. I would have no idea who he is.
Yeah,
I know. I know who he is, but I don't know what he looks like.
Mm-hmm. You guys don't? You don't?
No, I don't.
Wow. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do not. I do not. Yeah. I know what Stan Kasten looks like.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Mark Waller's sitting next to Magic at every game.
Yeah.
I'm too busy looking at Magic, I guess.
Yeah. No, I do not know what
So
Mark
why
do
they put those
like.
Guys in the group, you think? If it's just, is it just cachet? Is
yes.
it just they want to be around other famous
well,
people?
Well, at the time, in the case of the Dodgers, it was they were coming off of Frank McCourt, and they desperately needed goodwill. The last thing people wanted was a bunch of bean counters that were like Frank McCourt that they didn't know anything about. So they hitched Magic Johnson to the ownership group, and it gave him instant credibility.
Jay-Z is the perfect one for Brooklyn at that time, from
right.
Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Right. In D.C., anybody is better than Daniel Snyder. Seriously. Like, you could take anybody who loses an election today and put him in that ownership group, and it would be better
now,
than
you're
Snyder.
Not allowed to own NBA and MLB together,
well,
right?
Well, it's...
Didn't Magic have
to
sell...
Okay, so
Magic had to sell his
5%
share.
Or...
Yeah, he sold it to Patrick Soon-Shiong, but let me tell you what happens a lot. So... When Stan Kroenke bought the Rams, he already owned the Nuggets.
Right.
He gave them to his son.
Oh, okay.
Josh. So now Josh is the owner
so
of the
Nuggets.
So
there's a workaround.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a workaround.
So there's things you can do.
I was going to say, the Kroenkes, they've got an MLS team. I believe they own the Avalanche, too. Don't
they
have
do.
a team in every sport?
Yeah.
Right.
Is it the NBA that has the rule that you can't own multiple teams?
I think it's the NFL. No. It's got to be Major League Baseball has that rule, right?
That's the only thing he doesn't have, right?
And they
the
all
Rockies.
Have soccer teams.
By the way, Kroenke, it's...
Kroenke has Arsenal.
Yeah, he's Arsenal.
And I think the Glazers, who own Tampa, have Man U.
Yeah.
And who's the new owner of the Broncos. That's Walton. What's his first name? Rob Walton, I think.
He's the Walmart heir.
Right. Yes. He's actually got more money.
That's Kroenke.
He's got more money than Stan does, the guy that just bought the Broncos. He's the second richest owner in sports.
He could win that lottery you were talking about, and it wouldn't mean anything.
How about that in Altadena?
Altadena!
Like, what, 10, 12 miles from here? Did you buy any tickets?
Yeah. You did? 20 bucks worth.
Did you? John, were you in on it at all?
I think my wife did, but I can't remember. I've been running around.
Altadena.
Would you be gone? Would we ever see you again? Because I would be long gone, you and never heard from again.
You would.
If you send me a text, I'd say, hey, good to hear from you, Steve, and that would be it.
That would be it.
I'm not sure I respond if you send me a text.
He would leave right now. Like, he wouldn't.
If the numbers came up.
He would leave everything there. His jacket stays there, too. Everything just stays.
I don't need that jacket. I'm getting a gold jacket. I'm going to go buy a diamond-encrusted car and
see I've always argued that even if Ireland won the billion or 2 billion or whatever, he'd still be doing Laker games. He might not be doing Mason in Ireland, but he'd still be doing Laker games.
They'd probably fire me.
No, what would they fire you for?
You saying something stupid.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That'll get you.
You got to have something to do. And so like the Laker thing, right, the Laker play-by-play gig, that could just be a passion project. That you don't need it for the money.
You take his old private jet to all the games.
He doesn't even fly with the team anymore.
I know. I would hire Michael to buy me a plane because Michael knows a lot about private planes. Okay. I said, in return for you picking out and purchasing my plane, you can ride with me.
That's right.
Well, somebody's got to fly it, but then it's just the three of you guys on it, and you'll meet him at the city.
Let me see who else I would.
Billy Mack and Stu.
Billy
Mack
and Stu can go. Trudell can go. Other than that,
special compartment for the clubs.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's between the clubs and Trudell, he's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can just put Trudell in the overhead compartment.
You know, I don't know if I can tell this story. I think I can because it was so many years ago. You ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
We bet Trudell once. This is when we had a previous airline carrier, not the one we have now.
Okay.
We bet Trudell. A bunch of us said, we'll give you $50 if you spend 20 minutes in the overhead compartment. He did it.
Are you kidding me?
He did it for 50?
He took his phone and read a book.
Okay. Wow. That's awesome.
Dumbstruck.
Like his first year with us, like way back in the beginning. It was awesome.
$50 for that's like being in the box in a World War II movie.
No,
where they put
and he was fine. We left the door open so he could breathe. He was just up there hanging out.
Left the door open so he could breathe.
No, if you close the door, that's like being tortured.
Yeah.
That's like being waterboarded.
Yeah, well, what if you don't want the light? You try to take a nap.
Under the new FAA, we probably couldn't get away with that, but back in the day we could.
That is some mess. You'd come to work the next day?
Yeah. I'd want to gloat.
And then he'd take... No, trap.
Wouldn't you want to gloat?
And then he would take the next 6 weeks of off in vacation.
Hey, I got $2 million.
Once you were done parading around, letting everybody know that you'd won...
I'm a double billionaire!
Mace would just be, just bought this.
Yep.
Just bought
that. Oh, it'd be great stories from then on, huh? So anyway, I took my jet last night. Yeah, exactly. No, a very relatable man of the people guy.
John, I thought that the Lakers were going to be a defensive first team. What's up with the multiple 130-point
games? Well, here's
what's
weird about them. They started good defensively, like over the first five or six games.
Yeah.
And now they've figured out the offense and the defense is terrible. So they, I mean, somewhere in there, there's a blueprint to get it figured out, but 2-8's not going to cut it. So it'll be interesting to see, but I'm surprised at how they're losing because they were so good defensively for the first five or six games, and for the last five or six, the offense has been good, especially Westbrook. Westbrook's been great.
Yeah, he has. I said it's kind of the same idea that when...
You know what he's shooting from three since he went to the bench?
35%.
54%.
Shut up. Yeah. Is he really?
Yeah.
He's been great. Nobody can look at that team and say, it's because of Westbrook.
No.
It's not.
It's not. Not right now.
That's the problem is you don't know. It's multiple things, right?
Yeah, right now it's the D, right? I mean, 139 on the heels of 130, on the heels of another 120-something the other day.
Yeah, which is super weird because early in the season they were giving up 20, 21, 22-point quarters, and now they're giving up 40-point quarters.
So I have asked Michael this when I was doing the pregame with him, that he's always been of the opinion that defense is all about want and effort and
desire,
just desire, right? Yeah. Is that what it is? Is it just, okay, we're getting our offense figured out, therefore I'm going to do a little bit less on the other end? Because 139 points is not just I missed an assignment here or there.
Well,
that's
a complicated answer. For example, if you're turning it over that's, and Lakers have been turning over a little bit, that's going to lead to fast breaks and easy points on the other end. If you don't defend the three-point line well, in other words, if you're packing it in to protect the rim and you don't pretend the three, and a team like Utah, that's a really good three-point shooting team, lights you up like they did last night. I think they shot 40% from three.
Yeah.
That contributes to it. So there's a lot to it. But, you know, the one thing that's consistent from the beginning, I said that they were really good defensively early and they've been good offensively lately, is that they can't shoot. They're the worst three-point shooting team in the NBA. And so the question remains, if you're going to give up 40-point quarters fairly consistently, and these, look, you guys should look at the next 10 games on the schedule. There's seven winnable games.
Yeah, yeah, it gets much easier here.
Three against
Sacramento's coming up.
If they go 2-8 on the next 10, then I think you got to ask yourself, well, we're not defending, so let's trade some of these guys for people who can shoot.
So,
because you got to bring shooters in.
The next 10, Sacramento, Brooklyn, Detroit, three against San Antonio.
So those are potentially six wins right there.
Portland.
Phoenix, Indianapolis, and Portland.
Yeah.
Indiana, I should say.
So in there, there's six, seven potential wins. If those, if they don't win those games, if they're just, you know, fairly treading water.
Still struggling.
What if they're then 5-15 or something like that? 6-14.
Then I think you got to juggle it.
Juggle the roster?
Yeah. That's all you can do, right? I mean, they're holding off because they only have one big move they can make.
Right.
But
you wouldn't use that big move. I wouldn't use that big move on either. 5-15 team.
Well, here's what makes it complicated. Everybody has a different idea of what they should do. Trav, I think what you would do is start the rebuild now.
I would.
You would get rid of LeBron, get rid of AD.
I'd trade AD.
Start climbing the mountain.
Yes.
Right. Now,
yes.
Mace would keep LeBron, and he would trade AD.
Yes.
I think Sliwa and I would keep LeBron and AD. And then whatever you do with the rest of it, go ahead.
We can't trade LeBron till the end of the year, right? That's when the first.
Well, I'm just saying philosophically.
Yes.
That's why Rob's job is hard, because everybody is sure they're right, you know, of what they should do. And he doesn't have a lot of moves he can make. So when he does make a move, it's got to be a really good one. So that's what's complicated here.
Although he did put this roster together.
He
put this roster together of guys who can't shoot.
That's the part, Mace, that gives me the greatest pause of all, is that the person who created this is the person that's going to make the decision.
Yeah.
And that's the part to me that makes me go, oh boy. Right? And that doesn't mean he can't make the right decision, but the decisions that we've seen so far have been underwhelming.
Well, except that he's the exact same guy who made all the decisions that when you won the title in the bubble. And at that time, everybody said, I can't believe, you know, you're stuck with Timofey Mozgov. You're stuck with Will Deng. There's absolutely nothing
that
you
part,
can do.
Yeah, but
and he maneuvered.
The other part, I don't know.
Yeah, they stretched Deng.
He maneuvered out of that, went out and, you know, got KCP, probably because of his relationship with Clutch. You know, the Kuzma move was brilliant. And then they undid all the good that they did, and now the question is, can he do it again?
Clippers tomorrow night, and then
well, we know that'll
games.
Go well.
I was going to say, that's why I started. Clippers tomorrow, and then...
Well, yeah. It's like the Rams and Niners.
The Rams and Cardinals, we finally got
the Rams and Cardinals,
yeah. One of the things that's weird is the Clippers aren't good. They're 6-5. The Warriors are 4-7. You know, there's all these teams that we all thought were going to be great that stink. Utah is...
Would you be shocked, though, John, if I said to you right now, you got to bet yes or no, are the Clippers in the playoffs?
Yes.
Does Kawhi play at all?
Let's say he does not.
I think they're a play-in team.
Okay.
Didn't they do it last year?
Play-in
Play-in, but then they didn't get in.
And then lost to Minnesota.
Yeah. Same question with the Warriors. They're going to make the playoffs.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I agree. They're off to really weird slash bad starts.
Yeah, I think Clippers make the playoffs.
That's gonna go trend in the other direction ultimately.
Although Kyrie,
and that means somebody else is coming back.
So what Kawhi out indefinitely.
Yeah. So what I like to say, Trav, is people say, "What is going on with the Lakers?" They say we're only three games behind the Warriors.
True. Accurate and true. Mason and Ireland coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ma! Ah! Okay, so let's start here. It's finally reached its breaking point.
With what?
The fire alarm beep from the next house.
Okay.
It's too long. It's they've been away.
So you're going to finally take my advice and go over there and deal with it?
So here's what I did last night. Tell me if this makes sense. So I go over to the house, and if you're just tuning in on this one, my neighbors have been gone for God, I don't know how long, and the battery needs to be replaced in one of their fire alarms, so I keep hearing this beeping noise, and it's making me crazy. So last night I go to the Ring doorbell that they have.
Right.
And I press the Ring doorbell, and I said, "Hi, it's your neighbor. Your fire alarm.
Your smoke alarm.
Your smoke alarm is beeping. I need to get a new battery in there. Is there a way I can get in? Call me." And I left the phone number. Now, so far, nothing.
Thinking that, well, not everybody has the setting on their Ring doorbell that alerts them when the
door. Do you have it?
I got rid of it.
Why?
Because there were too many people ringing the doorbell.
Yeah.
Lisa has it.
Yeah, see, I like to know. Juan watches really close. But do you think that is at all a strategy that is going to work?
Well, it's better than what you're doing.
It is,
which
better.
Is nothing.
I'm at the
point.
I,
of course, would have broke in.
Yeah, you would have. You would have
disconnected the smoke alarm and left them a note.
Yeah, no, it would have been a B&E.
Yeah, and yeah. I'll deal with the consequences.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Okay, Jacob and Ronnie, represent me.
Well, Jacob, it's them that would have Jacob and Ronnie. You're the bad guy.
I would sign him up first, and then Jacob can't take him because it'd be a conflict of interest. Is Jacob coming in here today?
Yep, Jacob will be here.
He is.
All right, yep. We'll ask
him.
Oh,
my game today, right?
It's your game. Hopefully it's multiple choice.
It is, actually, I think it's fact
it doesn't
fiction.
Have to be.
Fact
no.
or fiction.
Yeah, he just likes it that way.
He prefers it.
So they sold the $2 billion Powerball ticket in Altadena. Altadena is right here in our neighborhood.
All right, if I was going to drive to Altadena, how would I get there?
You take the.
I'll just type.
Take
it up.
The.
You know, Jorge?
Yeah, 110 to 210 or something.
Yeah,
like
one
that. Yeah.
110.
It's off
north.
The 210.
Yeah, it's yeah, right.
Man, your voice is there. Still messed up.
Yeah, I know. What can I do?
Jorge, yeah,
oh, don't worry.
Still.
Mine. I've done 3 games in 4 days. My voice is right.
Oh,
there
you know what I noticed? I'm almost deaf in my left ear.
Well, you've kind of always been, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's getting worse because I only wear my headphones on one ear. Because I'm saving my hearing in the right, but I think I might need a miracle ear for my left ear.
You know how they do those tests for sound?
Yes.
Here, raise your arm where you hear the sound, okay?
Okay. It sucks.
By the way, Altadena is only about 13 miles away from
13
here.
Miles away.
Could have been us. Could have been us.
A gas station in Altadena.
Wow.
Good for them. Good for them. I mean, let yourself be made public, or would you do this in a private fashion? Because my understanding is you're allowed to keep your identity private.
I just heard this on the way in from the news.
Yep.
Your name goes public, but your sex address, agenda, none
oh,
of that
good.
Goes
public.
Well,
I don't want my sex
public. Wait a minute.
Public.
But if our name goes public,
oh, yeah,
then
well,
we're
yeah,
dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It's just public. I mean, your name does.
Oh, so you have
nothing
no
else.
Choice.
Nothing else.
Yeah, because of relatives.
Yeah.
Because of relatives. So we decided, John, yesterday the Rams, or Sunday, the Rams lost. And you know how I feel about
yes,
that.
Yes, you've three declared and, the season is over.
3-5. And up until this point, I've said, you know, there's no way I can do a megacast because I'm too wrapped up in Rams games. And you know what? The reality is I don't think they're going to be as important now. I'm going to enjoy them, and I'm going to go to them, and I'm going to watch them and all that stuff. But I think we're going to do a Monday night megacast, Rams versus Packers. Is Ireland free that night?
No.
Bergman, this was your idea. No?
I am not.
Oh,
but
man.
I
do
I
you
might
have a game?
I don't know. Let me look.
Yeah,
no, he's just not available that.
Oh, you're just
whatever night it is. I'm not available.
Will you be one of our guests? Will
yeah,
you
I'll be a guest.
Like,
I'll be a guest.
The Manning cast.
Oh, any other night.
Yeah,
any.
That's
other
what I was.
Night.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, megacast.
So you're talking about this Monday?
No, Monday in 2 weeks, right? Bergman?
Yeah, it's against
Monday
the,
in 3 weeks.
It's,
the Packers on a Monday.
Packers
night is
against,
what you told me.
Yeah.
Give me the date, and then I'll let you
all right,
know.
I'll find it.
Yeah. All right. You know we're doing a show live this week. We haven't done one in a while. We're celebrating the 247th birthday of the Marine Corps. We're doing a Veterans Day bash at Bastards Canteen in Downey, and you guys are all invited to be with us. We'll be doing the show from our show from 1 to 4, and then Shadano and Cappy will be there from 4 to 7. There's a barbecue bit, craft cocktail
a
bar.
A pit and a bit.
A pit and a bit, serving up all of Bastards' favorites, and it's going to be really really fun, so make sure you're out there on Thursday as we celebrate Veterans Day with a live remote, John.
Is the Rams play the Packers on December 19th. It's a Monday, December 19th.
It's in December.
Just in
December.
Time for Christmas.
Are you even on that day?
I think I'm.
I am. Okay. I only have 1 week off at
December. He is for now.
Yeah.
Oh, I do have a game that night. Matter of fact, so I assume that game will be on 7/10, and then we'll go to 11/10, but I don't know. Greg, you would know.
Yeah, I haven't done December yet, but yeah.
There's a Laker game that night in Phoenix.
Yeah, then if they're at the same time, yes. The okay. Laker game will be on 11/10, and the Rams will
the
be
one,
on
7/10. The one scam I learned over the last couple of years is you might as well work during the holidays because you're going to get a whole bunch of preemptions and you'll get credit for working. You won't have to burn vacation days. So I work during the holidays now. It's a little scam I invented.
Yeah, probably not going to happen this year, though.
What do you mean?
We're going to have shows this year.
Well, good. I mean, I like doing shows.
Good.
No, your plan's solid.
You think so?
There's East Coast Laker games almost
plus,
every night.
Plus,
oh, that's right. Yeah. They're on the road.
Plus, nobody's like paying that much attention.
You saying that's different than any
other
time?
Well, everybody's listening to Coast.
They're all listening to Christmas music?
Yeah, they're all listening to Christmas music. Hey! All right, so, John, it's...
Maybe they'll call you while you're on the air. God. Maybe your neighbors will reach out.
I think her name is Tanya. Tanya!
Come on, Tanya.
Give me a call.
Come
877-710-ESPN. You know what I got?
Wait a minute. So, Chris mentioned in the open that you might be sitting around watching election results tonight, eating donuts, but you can't eat donuts unless you figure out your Grubhub password.
Correct. I cannot.
Do you want to take a shot or do you want to do it later?
Let's do it.
Okay. Now, for people who haven't been listening, Mason was upset with himself that he kept ordering donuts from his Grubhub account.
Yep.
He looked at me and he said, Ireland, I'm changing my password to something I'll never remember because I just use this thing too much. I'm having donuts delivered
terrible,
every freaking
terrible,
day.
Terrible, terrible.
I said, well, if you mean it, give me, I was sitting next to him, I said, give me your computer. Allow me to change your password, and I will give you one yes or no question every day until you figure out what I've changed your password to. And I changed it to something that he can determine, he could guess.
Yes.
But so far, is it 2 weeks or 3 weeks, Greg, that he's been trying to figure this out?
I'm pretty sure it's 3 weeks. Yeah.
And I get yes or no.
I think we're into our third week.
Yes. I get yes or no questions.
So this has worked brilliantly, by the way, because it's your weight's down, right?
Yeah, my weight's down.
But now we have an election, and you may lose it tonight.
200. All right. So here's what I've guessed so far. Dogs, does it have something to do with dogs, Venice, Juan, Jacob Imrani, the show, the station,
dog.
Halloween, the NFL, Toledo, donuts, and my family? I've asked all of
and
those
you're
questions.
And for however many that
I'm
is.
I'm 0 for all those. All so right. There's a popular conspiracy in the Mason and Ireland Mafia. You've probably seen this, Bergman.
I have seen it.
Does it have something to do with vacation? Oh, no.
No.
By the way, the Mafia is fully thinking that that's what it was.
Yeah,
they thought it was vacation.
The Mafia thinks the password is vacation.
Now, a few days ago, I leaked it to Greg. So there's actually two people that know now. Greg and I. Has anyone in the Mafia correctly guessed it?
No, not one person that I've seen.
Hey, hey, Mafia, if you think you know what it is.
And really the only hint I've given Mason is he mentioned it on both Monday and Tuesday of last week, and then not again.
I'm going to have to go listen to those friggin' podcasts. I mean, I had to live through the show once, and then I'm going to live through it again.
Well, you could, but then it doesn't mean you would necessarily
determine
it.
Still doesn't mean.
Yeah.
All right, so coming up, John, Lakers lose last night. Darvin Ham said some really interesting stuff. Did you hear all this Darvin Ham stuff?
I heard some of it.
Yeah, it's really fascinating, talking about sort of the structure of the Lakers. We got that coming up. Plus, John, Mike Leach makes everything funny.
He does. He doesn't take too many things seriously.
Including coughing. We've got that coming up for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Is it a good idea to have you and Morales at Bastard's Canteen together at the same time before a show?
That's right. That's right.
Maybe we should ban Morales.
No, I have eliminated all. This is true. After the Clearman's Galley incident, as it has come to be known, I have.
Oh, that
not
was Clearman's Galley.
That was Clearman's Galley. Yeah. Okay. I have not had any alcohol at all. It's kind of a rule that Juan's mom has. She says you can have one. You can either have weed or alcohol, but you shouldn't do both. And I think that's probably a good rule to follow.
Well, then I follow that naturally.
So I'm California sober. Hey, ESPN LA and Subaru have teamed up to recognize and award a student scholar athlete $2,500 in cash. For all you high school coaches and parents, nominate your kid or student who has excelled in the classroom and on the field. They need to have a GPA of 3.2 and be a high school senior and playing a sport. Go to ESPNLA.com. That's ESPNLA.com to make your nomination today. Love, it's what it makes. Subaru.
I don't think I read that right.
Read it again.
You want to try it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take love. Two. It's what makes a Subaru.
There you go.
I think that's right.
Sounded exactly the same to me.
I didn't hear anything different either.
Yeah. Different.
Try it again with a different inflection.
Okay. Hang on.
Do it with an accent. Do it as Sophie or Fredo.
Fredo would be a good one.
A love. It is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Now that is a good read.
Yeah, there. Subaru got a lot of bang for that. But do nominate your kid or student for the $2,500 scholarship. We're on YouTube today, and I don't like my angle. Can we get the person who's in charge of this? If you don't watch the show, you can watch it on YouTube. YouTube/ ESPN LA, and I don't like my angle.
Are you really this guy again? Is this who you're becoming again?
Wait a minute,
I don't like my angle.
Does this YouTube make me look fat? Becoming. Yes, it does.
Bear Bergman, where you been?
I know, but like, I felt like he went away from it for a little while.
Who?
You.
What do you mean went away from it?
You went away from
obsessed
being
obsessed with your on-air TV persona.
Can I get a better angle?
Wasn't my friggin' idea to put cameras in here.
Well, yeah.
Like, I'm not going out and looking for cameras.
Freaking out about
stuff.
The angle.
I don't like my angle. I'm not looking at the right direction. It makes me look fat.
You're supposed to. It makes you look
do
fat.
Do you think there's a possibility you are fat?
No, I don't. I think everything be changed with an angle.
Okay.
With an angle.
There you go.
Do you want it from above? You want to have it at that upper
angle? You know what? By the way, you know what would change that angle?
What?
Nose job.
No, you know what? I want a very soft focus.
Yeah.
A very soft focus. All right, so Mike Leach, the Mississippi State head coach, did an interview, and we love when Mike Leach does interviews. So this was a very special Mike Leach interview. Listen to this.
I didn't even get to invent that, you know, and then all of a sudden, well, they're kicking it off. And then...
is he coughing?
Yep.
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
Working on this trademark cough. What do you think? it's getting better too. Well then, we marched it downfield.
This is fantastic.
I thought we could have been closer, but.
It was just so good.
Oh, that's my favorite thing of the day.
And yet, like, no self-awareness whatsoever.
And by the way, it didn't turn his head away from the microphone. He just... right into the mic.
Oh, God.
Just didn't care at all.
Love the guy. Love
he
the guy.
Makes coughing funny.
Yeah, he did.
There's
he
nothing that
did.
Mike Leach doesn't make funny.
So, John, last night you were in Utah. And afterwards, Darvinham and Lakers lost last night and gave up 130-plus points. How many?
139.
Yeah. My God. So,
and they could have had 140. They dribbled out the shot clock at the end.
So here's Darvinham, and this is a little bit long. Let's listen to it. But he talks about sort of the structure, the salary cap structure of the team. Listen to where he goes here.
Darvin, understanding that you could be big picture and be positive.
It's Dan Wakey.
View things that way, but you've got LeBron is in year 20. AD has missed functionally two seasons. How do you keep their patience? I don't know if that's even the right word, but their mindset not in the disappointment and the frustration of 2-8 and kind of along for the build with you.
I mean, just you have to put everything, put all cards on the table. We can't act like something is happening and that isn't real. You know what I'm saying? And with that, I mean, like from the way our salary is constructed, our salary cap and our budget, all the way to, you know, injuries, guys being available, playing style, new coaching staff, like, and guys having to buy in to how we're playing and what we're doing. So all of that is real. And guys having to step up and play better. Some of our younger guys, some guys who don't have as much experience in the league that are in our rotation, they have to step up, have that confidence, and play better. And those are just the real facets of our game. We can't go out. We're in the tax. We're a tax offender, right? We just can't go out and start spending money everywhere to build a team. We have three big-time future Hall of Fame, first ballot future Hall of Famers that a chunk of our budget is being spent on, and there's only so much left. So we have to do our due diligence and go out and again, establish the way we want to play, which I thought we've been doing. We've regressed a little bit defensively. Our offense have come around here of late, and just keep fighting a good fight, pushing forward one day at a time, man.
Okay, there goes cliche. So the way our salary cap is constructed, we are a tax offender. These are things that you normally don't hear a coach necessarily go into, but he's gone there. And it is a reality that this team is constructed around three gigantic contracts.
Right. It's the Miami Heatles theory. You get Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and Chris Bosh together and just fill it in with parts. And
right.
Those teams went to the finals four straight years.
Yes.
The Lakers got one title out of it, but now it seems like it's not working.
Right. And I think that the way the team is constructed in terms of three mega contracts has limited Rob Pelinka has been able to do, because looking at that game last night and looking at a few of these games in the last week or so, I would say the Lakers are operating from a talent deficit. I don't think they have as much talent as most of the teams that they have played so far this year, and that includes Utah, which I thought was just trying to tear it down, and
they've been unbelievable.
And they've been great.
I would come back at you. I don't think it's a talent deficit as much as it's a shooting deficit. Some of those guys can really play, they just can't shoot.
Well, the defense hasn't been good, as you pointed out, the last few games, and they can't shoot.
Well,
so isn't that a talent deficit?
Well, no, those two things are related. So, in other words, Darvin has said, the thing I care the most about, the thing that's going to determine playing time, our identity, what we're going to build, is around defense.
Right.
So when they were playing good defensively for the first five or six games, I think he was okay with missing shots, okay with losing, because he said, all right, we're building a top five defense.
Right.
And then the shooting will eventually come around. The question now is, how many games do you have to see before you decide the shooting just isn't there, that there is nothing to come around, that you've built a team for whatever reason that doesn't work from the outside in, like shooting outside in?
Have we not arrived at that point?
Well, here's why you haven't. No one, including LeBron, is shooting anywhere close to their career average from three. No, like Austin Reeves is, but he's only got 1 year in the league.
Well, and Russell Westbrook is.
Matt Ryan, but he doesn't take very many of them.
Right.
Matt Ryan is, but that's all he does is shoot threes. Their three-point shooting is dead last, 30th in the league. So what I would say is, if you were out there playing lockdown defense.
Yep.
And you were the worst three-point shooting team in the league, you could live with it, because you could say, okay, our defense will keep
but
us
we're
in,
defending.
In games. Now you're not. So why not go out and get shooters?
Well, here's the way I would say that. Do you want to are you changing deck chairs? I don't want to say the Titanic, because it's not the Titanic yet, but on a really big ship that's going to sink.
Possibly, but is your counter to that you'd be better off doing nothing? I mean, you're either getting better or getting worse.
Yeah, but
right?
Would you trade Russell Westbrook at this point? I mean, Bergman, would you trade Russell Westbrook at this point?
I mean, it's not really going to do much except for free up money, I guess, technically, but that doesn't help until
although
the offseason.
Although, if you trade him, it's got to be within the percentage of his salary.
Right, so 75%,
John?
So
you wind up with guys that...
He's the most likely one to go, but Mace, you lately have been arguing trade AD.
I do believe trade AD.
You may be able to get a little bit more there, but the question remains, if you could trade one of those guys for a bunch of shooters.
Okay.
Is that the way to go? Like, in other words, I would never, I mean, this is just me personally, I wouldn't trade Anthony Davis. It may come to that. Rob may determine, hey, we're 2-8. If they go 2-8 again in these next 10, look, it doesn't make any sense. He may go to Clutch and say, look, this isn't what any of us thought this would be. What
right.
do you guys want to do? Do you want your guys to go to a contender? I don't know. I don't think we're there yet. But does that fix things? Does that move things in the right direction if you went out and got three really good shooters? But whether it be with a three-team play, you went out and got Doug McDermott. You went out and got Buddy Hield, Clay Thompson, you know, one of these guys. Does that automatically change your fortunes if Russ or AD is the one going out?
I only make that trade, an AD trade, and I've actually got a list of potential. I'll bounce off you guys. Somebody did a list of potential destinations.
Well, did you hear what Bill Simmons said about this?
Oh, you know, I happen to have that right here.
There's some buzz, just some buzzing that AD might be available, that's a plan B because the Westbrook trade or whatever they think they could get for Westbrook and whether you'd want to give up future assets, maybe that doesn't even make sense because where are you getting for the Lakers? You got Davis here, who I don't think has looked the same for a couple years. Certainly not close to Bubble Davis. That's the last time we saw like vintage 2018 Pelicans level Davis. This year he's on the books for 37.9. Next year, 40.6. Player option, 2025, 43.2. I don't know what the end game is with this Lakers team, but I know the Pelicans have their pick. And I don't think whatever they have, I don't think it's really fixable in a way to make them a playoff team.
What do you think?
We'll talk about it coming up. Plus, we'll spin the wheel of questions. Plus, anything else I'm supposed to do here? Oh, no. Plus, what Ireland's got right now. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. I was just trying to cue you to whatever you're supposed to read.
Yeah. So until you stop talking, they're just going to keep repeating the word Toyota. Jorge's now said it twice. Greg said it three times. Can I actually read it now?
Yeah, please.
Sure. Okay.
Would love that.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was the most disjointed thing we've ever done. All right. If you're looking for a car, everybody goes, hey, you can't get them. There's no inventory. Not at Toyota. New vehicles are arriving daily at your Southern California Toyota dealer. Check out the huge selection of cars and trucks like the new Tacoma. With its tough exterior and incredible towing capacity, you got to test drive the powerful and rugged Tacoma TRD Sport with its legendary durability and proven capability. And right now, you can get an incredible deal, not only on the Tacoma TRD Sport, but the full line of Toyota cars and trucks. Choose a special lease, low APR, and even get cash back on the Toyota truck you've always wanted. To see all offers on a new Tacoma or find a dealer near you, go to Toyota.com. They make it easy. All right, this isn't a great choice, but you got to pick one.
Okay.
Would you prefer to say everything that pops into your mind or say nothing again? Those are your two choices. So you tell everybody exactly what you're thinking or you say nothing. Bergman? What are you going with?
Man, you might as well just know what's going on in my brain. You can have everything.
We
everything
can't do
that
a
I'm
radio
thinking.
Show if we don't speak.
Exactly.
Correct. Yeah.
So I think we're all married to the second one. But
here's the
for a radio show, it actually would be good.
We kind of do.
I don't hold back much.
Sure you do. I mean, everybody does.
Juan's name.
Yeah, but everybody does. No, like stuff you don't agree with that's going on here, or things that are anti-ESPN, you just don't say. But if we pop, if those things popped into our head and we said them, it might make the show more entertaining. Like, if I did this on the Lakers job, I'd be fired in a week.
Oh, yeah. No, you couldn't do it.
They wouldn't tell the truth over there. Yeah, they wouldn't put up with it. Yeah. But here, it might work.
There's not... I'm trying to think of stuff... That I won't. There are two things I won't talk about.
Well, no, but it's not so much the things that you don't want out there. It's things that pop into your head that, I have a couple of friends, and I really like them, that have no filter.
Right.
They just talk, whatever they pops into their head, they say. And they're really fun. It gets them into trouble. Not everybody likes them.
Yeah.
But I like them.
Yeah.
If you did that, like, remember that movie Liar Liar?
Yeah,
with Jim Carrey, where he could not lie?
Yes.
Great movie.
It would be a great show if you were incapable of sugarcoating. You just said exactly what you thought all the time.
Let's try and do it for a segment.
Yeah, but no, this is the type of stuff you get in trouble with. Like, remember Jim Carrey was in an elevator with a girl who had tremendous upper body strength, and he walks in and he goes, "Hi." She goes, "Hi." He goes, "You just start here?" She goes, "Yeah." She goes, "Everybody has been so nice." He goes, "Well, that's just because you have huge."
Yeah.
And she looks at him and goes,
"Yes."
But it would be fun to do a whole show if you knew you wouldn't be fired or reprimanded, to just say whatever you think.
Right.
You know, it probably wouldn't work, but it'd be fun.
I think, what percentage of what we think actually gets said on the air?
75%.
How much do you hold back, John?
Oh.
Well, if it...
We don't have to talk about the Lakers. It's
not
fine.
Aside from the Lakers.
Aside from the Lakers, how much do you hold back?
You don't. I don't think you hold back.
I don't think you hold back a lot, but I think there's some things that you do.
Yeah, like if there's something going on at the station that I think is stupid, I won't say it anymore.
I mean, you just got mad at me in the last segment for saying Toyota three times.
I wasn't mad. I just thought it was weird. Toyota. But I think that, you know, like, they'll ask us to do stuff or we'll be involved with something that we may not believe in, but we'll do it just because it's for the good of the station.
Right.
I think that's where we would get into trouble.
Right.
Like,
well, we do have jobs.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
It'd
be hard to do in real life, because the hardest thing of any job.
Look at the way we slap each other around all the time
with tortillas.
The four of
literally with tortillas.
The four of us say anything we want to the other ones and don't worry about it.
Yeah,
that's why the show works. It'd be people outside the show.
Right.
Like, remember last week when I made some crack about Amanda and she came to the window and flipped me off with both fingers? I think if I did that every day, it would go from flipping me off with both fingers to just saying, "We don't want you here anymore." You know, it would be a matter of...
I don't think Amanda was actually upset about that, though. She was messing around.
By the way, I can't even remember what I said. You said she got...
Oh, why did we change the name of Fast Track to Bobcat? And I said something like, oh, because Amanda wanted to feel like she needed a job.
Fast Track.
Or, you know, she was important. And then she got mad.
But she knows you guys well enough that you know that she knows that you're messing around.
Yeah, she knows.
I mean, she's here. She can let us know if we can do this and just say whatever the hell we want for today. Yeah. Not get in trouble. Carte blanche.
Nah, I'm still holding back.
I think we would hold back on some things.
Sure.
Yeah. Not all, but some.
I mean, we'll hold back on obscenities.
Right? Yeah, but that's...
Can't do that.
That's, well, I mean,
I say that for the Culture Pop podcast.
Yeah, we could put a caveat on it saying anything that wouldn't lose our FCC license.
Correct.
You know, anything that...
There are those rules, those guidance, et cetera.
Should ask really tough questions.
Well, you should ask him.
Well, I'm going to get you guys in trouble.
No.
Let me think about it. Let's Jorge and I think about it. We'll have next segment. We'll come up with some good questions.
You know, two things are off limits.
Of course, I know two things are off.
And by the way, we could just lie.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's not lie of the day today.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to shoot my mouth off.
No.
I'm going to let her rip.
It just depends on what the subject is.
I'm all cut loose.
Yeah, you're not going to cut loose if it's something you don't want to talk about. It's just it's a matter of it. Wow, that's a hard question. Would you rather say whatever pops into your head or nothing at all? The safe play is nothing at all.
Right, but I mean, what's the fun in that?
Well, you can't be a radio host and do that.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. We'd be out of the
job. We should try and do a show where we just say whatever pops into our head.
It's pretty close.
Let's start.
Go. Do it.
Okay. So a lot of concern, John, about your yawning on the YouTube. But I've defended you on the YouTube and said, look, he was at 3 o'clock in the morning or something in Utah, and he got back and he came to work.
Okay,
and so it stopped picking
up. In the interest of this segment where we're telling the truth, I hate YouTube. Hate it. Wish we didn't do it.
Right.
The reason I don't say that is because the station feels it's important to connect on every level. But I think radio is a great medium because it's theater of the mind.
Right.
And I think when people can see us doing it, it makes it less.
You think it makes it less?
I do.
I mean, I don't mind. It wasn't my idea, but I don't care that it's there. I want to.
I
look
love it.
On.
I think it's great that we're doing it. I'm a big proponent of it. Been wanting to do it for years.
Yeah, you guys hear him. This guy's directing. Why is the camera not in the front?
Yeah,
why
no.
is that in the side?
Exactly.
How come it's not on
exactly.
me?
Exactly. Well, I know. I want it to be in a good angle.
I want it to look light. Right. Yeah. Right. So do you. It's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind the YouTube, but I you definitely hate it. You hate live remotes.
Oh, more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm feeling a little under the weather now.
Really? Yeah. For Thursday?
You've already agreed, sir.
No, I know.
Okay.
I'm serious. I'm like, if I'm not feeling up to it, you know why. I'm not good, and I hate remotes. So. I told Lisa said today, she goes, you don't look good. And I go, well, I slept for 2 hours. She goes, why don't you take the day off? I go, because if I'm taking a day off this week, it's Thursday.
Oh, right.
Because I have a game Wednesday night and I have a game Friday night, and your voice gets trashed.
You know what I say? Take as many. I think you should take whatever days off you need to get through the season. I've always felt that you work way too much and way too hard, and I would be like,
I agree.
Grab Ramona
Greg, Thursday off. Seriously,
this is a real thing. All right, so we got to go through Amanda with it, but okay. I will start looking for somebody because I figured you were going to do this at some
point. That's pretty real.
Wow, that wheel of questions went right down where I wanted.
Look at me. Now I don't have to do a remote.
So
Amanda has to approve it first.
In the interest of truth, next. Lakers. I will tell the truth.
Yes.
This is an off-limits subject for you, but I will tell
the truth. You're telling the truth that you're not going to tell the truth.
Yeah, he's being honest. He can't tell the truth.
Right.
That's all right. I can tell the truth, and we'll do it coming up next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.